SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents hoping to evacuate the territory before Israeli troops begin the push in. In the meantime, Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz anticipates Hamas will exploit hostages for propaganda purposes.
Hamas has a long history of using its civilians as human shields, putting the Israelis in very difficult positions. And then, of course, you know, once civilians are killed, then highlighting that in their propaganda on the international stage.
And Waltz anticipates protracted urban warfare against Hamas, fearing the terrorist group's use of hostages for propaganda purposes.
Now it looks like it's going to be Israeli civilians and even international or American civilians that they will deliberately put into areas that they know the Israelis will want to target. So this is going to be a slog.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump testing some of his supporters with recent comments concerning Israel and abortion. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The former president holds a commanding lead in the Republican race for the nomination, but it appears he's running the risk of alienating some supporters. He came under fire from pro-life leaders recently after calling Florida's 6-week abortion ban a terrible mistake. Last week, he publicly criticized Israel's prime minister following a terrorist attack on the Jewish state, and Trump described Hezbollah militants as very smart, comments that were condemned by his GOP rivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials trying to dig out some mounds of tons of dirt and all kinds of debris now. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake hitting western Afghanistan just a week after a quake killed thousands. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina suing state health officials to block a law barring children from undergoing sex change operations. Parents claims that the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. In Montana, a group of plaintiffs challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. This is SRN News. Well, the bird flu is making its first appearances in U.S. commercial poultry flocks this season. Here's correspondent John Scott.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girald County of South Dakota on October 4th and at a farm with 141,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks since April. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds. John Scott reporting.
Dallas police still investigating a shooting last night during the State Fair of Texas. Authorities say 3 people shot and wounded. A suspect was later arrested. Police also say a weapon involved in that shooting has been found. More details at SRNnews.com.